This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 89. It's like Six Flags over the electric chair.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And welcome to another episode of our podcast.
And magic is back from the void of darkness.
Ugh, technological darkness.
You know what it is? It's about time to get a Mac.
I don't want a Mac. You know, you shell out the money and buy me a Mac, and I will use a Mac.
Aw, oh, damn. You know what? You should have caught me at the beginning of the week, because I just bought one. But it's free. Shit, if I had known. Oh, maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next
oh,
time.
Oh, snap. It's the bend.
By the way, the white ones are hideous. I want a black one. Which are always more expensive, aren't they?
Yes, and they show fingerprints like crazy.
Yeah, they do. Wait, yeah. Which ones are we talking about?
The black Macs.
I love my black Mac.
I know, but when you touch it, you leave the grease trail, so you have to immediately, like, get it, take it out of its little protective wrapping, and, like, immediately put it in a case.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you leave imprints. So
or
that,
put, like...
I know, I leave smudges everywhere, little panda smudges.
She's got greasy fingers.
I do.
All humans do. You just don't realize it until you look down and you're like, ew, why is that all discolored?
Ew. Like, oh, wait, I touched it. Ew.
You know what else is good to touch, though?
Our sponsors.
No. Okay. That's not the kind of throw I was going to make, but I'm going to roll with it. If you're in the market for a really good home mobile or gaming computer, you should check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com. They can custom build for you a machine that will run Vista Ultimate and the soon to eventually at some point in time be dropped service pack that will fix on the computer. So if you need to make a great machine with processors running at their peak, if not a little overclocked, check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com or visit your local Circuit City to test out their wares in person and then hit up the website, custom build yourself a machine, and tell them that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you.
Yeah.
You should also hit up the Electric Sisterhood website, just in case you aren't, which if you aren't, you suck, but you could fix that by coming to the website. Read our posts, comment on things. If you can't remember electricsisterhood.com, you can always use the short address, which is
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi.
Yeah, not MOBY like Moby the bald.
Here we are
boy.
Now. Go. No, not that Moby.
No, not Southside Porcelain Moby.
Yeah, no. Not that Moby. We're talking about Mobu Domain. Yes. So comment on our posts, hit up the Freshware store, buy some stuff, help support us. We don't want to have to ask for donations, people. But we gotta go places.
So it's like the Benny and June, you know, hat trick on, like...
How do you do the hat trick on the internet?
Well, I wouldn't do on the internet. I would take a video of me doing it in some park and then...
How do they know that you didn't do that video before and so that they're, you know, paying you for current work and not previous work?
Because I
there
can
are holes
have so that it shows
process.
The date and the rolling time at the bottom.
Oh, because that can't be Photoshopped.
Yeah, timestamps are easy.
Yeah.
Thank
you'd
you.
Have to do it in real time, where you were talking back and forth.
Yeah. Like, I'm doing it right now, guys. See? Me doing it.
Okay. I mean, one of my favorite things to play with was subservient chicken. That was not happening in real time.
Hey, not so fast.
If you never play with subservient chicken, you missed out. I'm just saying.
I've right. never even heard of subservient chicken.
All right, so, oh my god, then you're missing out.
Okay, so there was this.
It doesn't
promo.
Really sound like something I want to play with. Though.
No, it's really subservient chicken.
Play with chicken.
You can sell vanilla.
Raw chicken. Don't play with raw meats. You'll get sick.
Okay. Subservient chicken was this website, and it was a kind of like viral promotion that I believe Burger King was trying to do when they were first coming out with doing their spicy chicken sandwiches and all that stuff. And so they had this website with a guy in a chicken suit, and there were commands that you could issue, but you could also type things in, and the chicken would have to do them. And you would watch the video. So you could, you know, like type in jump up and down. And then you'd see the guy in the chicken suit walk over to where you assume the computer with the webcam was. And then he'd walk back. And then, you know, he'd jump up and down. And then you'd wait. And then you'd type in something else. And so you'd be like, okay, spin around in a circle. And the guy would come up and take a look and then walk back and spin in a circle. And then you would do, you know, awful things like, say, stroke the chicken. And then he'd walk up to the camera, and he'd look at the camera, and he'd stop for a second and act like he was going to do something. But then he'd shake his finger and go, bark, bark, bark. So you couldn't get anything. And then after a while, you realize that basically what you were typing, it was just keying in on certain words, and they were using canned animation. But still, you could get the chicken to do just almost about anything.
Almost.
Like, I tried to be really bad and be like, show me your breasts. You know, like your chicken breasts.
That would have been funny.
Yes. Yeah. Because I have a dirty mind. I always like to see where the line is by going over it.
No,
and
you
going,
remember
oh,
all the AIM bots?
Yes.
I always used to do that to them, too.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun to always kind of go, okay, so that's where the line was, that place back there that I should have stopped. Good to know.
Because some of them, they didn't even understand, and some of them they understood and were like, uh-uh.
Yeah. I hearts the interwebs and technology. Okay, so that's all the stuff that I have about subservient chicken and the website.
And stroking meat.
And stroking meats. The last little bit that I have before I pass it off to Pandalicious is if you would like to win a copy of the Spiderwick Chronicles for the PS2, you need to send me...
What?
I'm trying to think. If I want a picture of, like, the coolest looking spider nearby...
Like a local spider?
Yes.
Well, it's not.
Don't you
Google
dare
pictures.
Send this picture to the Spider-Man.
Right, because it's got to be a picture. If it's going to be a picture, it's got to be a picture of the person near the spider. So you got to get a third party to take a picture
but
of
you hate spiders.
Pointing to the spider. Well, that's why they
did
can
Did you know that
a
statistically,
picture.
You are never farther than 3 feet from a spider?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
And you swallow about 8 a year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something terrible like that.
Yeah.
Probably more if you eat Hershey's candy.
Ew, are you serious?
Yes.
You are so mean. Don't tell her that shit.
Oh, really? I love her.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. So if you want to win a copy of the Spiderwick Chronicles on the PS2, what you need to do is have a friend take a picture of you near a spider or a really cool looking person in a spider costume.
Yeah.
But it's gotta be you.
A spider costume? I totally... Okay, let's discount the real spiders. I just want to see people in spider costumes. So, show us your cosplay skills.
Oh, especially with Anime Boston coming up. See, there you go with your Thinkinator. Yeah. Best picture with a spider or in spider costume with someone near spider costume?
Well,
spider on the costume?
If it's a person in a spider
costume... I have a hat
costume,
that has spider on it. Can I compete?
No. You are not eligible. You are an employee. Damn and it. Send your pictures, please,
can I put one
in
of my
JPEG
friends
format
in that?
Only, to fresh, FRESH, at electricsisterhood.com.
Man, I have a cool spider hat thing. With spider
it's,
on
it's
it.
It's definitely, I would definitely call it a thing more than a hat.
You've seen it.
By
I have seen it.
Doesn't count.
Yeah.
So with that, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths, which right now is just going to look like a mic. but a very cool, like, in the booth spitting rhymes with the nylon screen and front mic.
I don't even know why you're going to do that, because you know I'm going to change it.
Because you're going to change it, that's why I do it.
Oh, well, then give it to me.
One of these days, she hopes to be psychic and choose what you're going to change it to.
Yeah. Man, that will never happen.
Of course, due to our contrary natures, we're always going to change it, even if it's exactly what we're going to change it to.
Exactly. Oh, because I'd probably be like, oh my god, that's what I was going to change it to, but now that I know that that's what you were going to make it, I'll change it to something else. It's spite of you. Anyway, can I have it now?
Fine, take it, whatever.
Yay! Okay, well then. First, with this mystical, magical entity of a thousand truths, which has no form or shape right now.
Oh, here we go.
First, I'm going to turn it into a giant television with only...
Like a 67-inch flat screen, or like...
No, it's going to be a pimp. You got to go
rear projection, or...
No, rear projection sucks. You got to go 102 with the Mitsubishi screen. That shit was dope. That's a big-ass TV, man.
It's a huge-ass motherfucking TV with the best surround stereo. I'm in the most comfortable chair. I've got a huge tub of popcorn. And the
is it butter? Is it real butter or is it artificial butter?
It's real butter.
Panda doesn't know it's not butter.
What Panda doesn't know is we replaced her butter with margarine. Let's see if she notices.
I would totally know the difference between butter and margarine, okay?
Not if you had a drink, you wouldn't.
I'm not going to drink margarine.
Oh my god, this margarine tastes weird. Panda?
No, I would never drink margarine.
Because when I was a kid, we ate butter. And then there was that whole butter's bad for you eat margarine. So we switched to margarine for like a good 5, 10 years.
Can you eat butter now?
And then they were like, oh my god, margarine's actually a lot worse for you than butter is. Go back to butter. And so we went back to butter. So I don't know if I'd be able to tell a difference.
Well, butter is awesome.
In the next few years, they're going to tell us that air is bad for us and we should just stop breathing.
Air causes cancer. You didn't know that?
No. I didn't know that.
Oh my god.
Everything causes cancer.
No.
Yes.
If we lived forever and there was no no disease, no, like, you know, whatever, we would all die of cancer.
It'd be like, man, what do you have? I have cancer. Me too. The whole world has cancer. We're cancer buddies. Anyway.
Wow.
But anyway, so it's a giant screen TV. I've got my bucket of popcorn and a giant remote that only has one button on it. And that button
is it a giant red button?
Does it say easy? Button. No. That is mean and cruel.
That was easy.
It's a red button. And when I click this button and the TV turns on, the receiver puts it to the appropriate volume, so not to hurt my panda ears. Since I found out panda bears are not bears and we're actually like cousins of, assuming we have very, you know, sensitive hearing. The seat gets all warm and comfortable. My popcorn butters and Funimation comes on the TV.
Your popcorn butters? Butters is not a verb.
Wait, I know. Is your popcorn buttering itself? You have magical popcorn that butters itself?
Yes, indeed.
I was going a far
I don't want to eat popcorn that ejaculates on itself.
Yeah, that's where I went with that.
But it's butter.
No, I don't care. It's popcorn butter, and it's
what is the
butter.
It's not butter.
It's butter. No. Popcorn that butters itself, I don't trust.
Popcorn that butters itself.
I don't want popcorn that will jizz in my mouth.
Well, you don't have to eat it, because it's for me.
Okay, good.
And Funimation turns on the screen, and I know what you guys are thinking out there. What is Panda thinking?
This popcorn buttering itself. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, we're all caught up on the popcorn. None of us are actually thinking what you think we're thinking.
Anyway, so why on earth is Panda talking about Funimation? Because usually she doesn't have much positive to say about it. And this is true. But believe it or not, there has been a shining grace that has shone down on Funimation here on the East Coast. And what is that? A fresh new lineup. Yes, no more is it Fruits Basket, Spiral, Blue Gender, Kadocha, Tenchi Muyo GXP, Kadocha, Case Files,
Kadocha,
Case Files, Kadocha. Like, they have decided to now put new things on instead and integrate them with some of the old stuff. So Kadocha is still here, which is great because I liked Kadocha. They got rid of Fruits Basket finally because You know, I'd hate waking up every morning at, 6 o'clock just of Fruits Basket where Yuki and Kyo are hanging out with Toru and her friends, and that day where they just kept bumping into each other.
Oh,
and
I love that. That was my favorite episode.
But after like the fifth morning of waking up, you're just kind of like, okay.
I'm pretty sure there were other Fruits Basket episodes.
But they ran the same ones that whole day. So no matter what time of the day it was, like, you'd see it at 6 o'clock. But then if you tuned in at, like, noon, it was the same episode. Like, they didn't change the episode. So after a while, you're just like, oh, my God. If I see that giant bug from Blue Gender eat that girl one more time at 3:15 in the morning, you know, I'm going to have something to complain about. But see, they moved Blue Gender now. So now Blue Gender comes on at 6:30.
I never liked Blue Gender.
It's not... Now that I've seen some of it, I'm not like... I don't hate it. And it's not nearly as scary as it was that one day that I woke up really early and was like, ah! And rolled over. But anyway. So the
yeah,
new thing
is... something I think I'd feel comfortable waking up to.
Yeah, I know. Giant vagina bugs eating people. No, you have to admit.
That's like having a TV next to your bed and having like... Resident Evil games running while you're trying to sleep.
See, that would be so bad because, like, I've seen all the Resident Evil games, like, I've seen the gameplay, so that wouldn't freak me out so much. Though I have to admit, the other night I fell asleep and woke up and parts of Grudge 2, like, were on, and when I woke up, one of the scary parts came on. I was like, what the fuck was that?
You know, I still haven't seen Grudge 2. The only reason I saw the first one is because I was like, yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar dies. And she didn't. I was so pissed.
Well,
she dies in the second one.
See, does she?
Right off the bat,
Maybe I'll have to watch that because I want to see it again.
Yeah, but then that other chick, not Michelle Trachtenberg, but I always think it's Michelle Trachtenberg. She's all like, or maybe it is Michelle Trachtenberg. But she's all like, I'm your sister. I have to figure out what happened to her in the house. Let me get all my, like, Catholic schoolgirl friends to go with me to Japan. Fucking idiots.
So here's the thing.
That's
first
not
of
gonna
all,
end well.
If your sister goes into a house and she comes out not right,
fucked up.
Yeah,
you should
don't
not go house. Into the house. This is just a tip from Ninja Sister.
Like, here's how this would play out if it was me and Ninja Sister, okay? Ninja Sister would go to the house, the funky stuff would happen, she would have bounced. Takes me and said, bitch, don't go in that house. And then I'd be like, okay. And I'd be in Tahiti, nowhere near the fucking house.
Oh, see, I'm the exact opposite. You say, don't
go
in that
house. I want to go in the house.
I'm like, why?
You go write the house, Magic.
You give me some crazy ghost story.
Let me know what
And then I'd be like, there the next day.
With your trusty, like, flashlight
and
with my
handy-dandy note. Book.
No, you know, no.
I've
got to
find the Blues Clues.
Like, air floating in the ceiling. I'm sorry. After that instant, I'd be like, "Fuck you, paraplegic bitch. I'm out." It's like, see, you're gonna die anyway.
I'm bored with the fact that our world has no magic and no supernatural stuff going on. So I'm the kind of person that you're like.
Like, what? A
don't
demon
go
alien?
There. That ghost will fuck you up. I'll be like, ghost? I'm totally going. Where? Can you give me detailed directions?
Like, can I get there on MapQuest?
Is it on MapQuest?
See me? I understand that.
Did I bring a picnic?
I kind of go, you know what? A water lily blooming itself and not blooming again? That's enough magic for me. I'm not going to go into the creepy house where people are, you know, perched on the ceiling and their heads are wrapping around and then falling off and bugs are flying out. I am probably going to look at that and go, fuck this,
no.
And out the door.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, see, no, I say that and I'm the kind of person that's going to go investigate, but I have one instance where something like that actually happens to me. I'm assuming I survive. I'll be okay. My curiosity be sated and I pretty
like,
much
okay,
will never
I just have
to go anywhere near any of that again.
It's hostile. I'm out.
Be like, hey, cool, you're a ghost. Hey, cool, you're going to... I'm going to leave now.
But
nice
anyway.
To meet ya. Good to know you exist. I'm going to have nightmares for the rest of my life. Thank you.
Yes,
but anyway,
it's
really refreshing getting back to my topic.
So what else is new in the lineup?
Well, because they were showing, like, you know, they kept showing the commercials for, like, Moon Phase and Black Cat and Peach Girl. So you're kind of like, are you going to show those to me? I'm kind of interested. Nope, it's Kadocha again. Is it a new one? Nope. Fuck you. Like, Family Feud time. But no, so Black Cat is up there now. You can actually see it, and I saw some episodes, and I was like, I think I'm gonna like this. You know, Peach Girl's up there, but I've already been watching Peach Girl and I already own it. It's okay. Yeah, it's my fallback anime when I'm having a bad day and want to see drama that I don't create myself kind of anime. It's like, oh my god, what is she gonna do? She's gonna go for Kairi. Duh. Who didn't see that one coming? You know, Shingu is also up
there. I just had this vision of Momo hugging Kairi from Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, as soon as I was like, what?
Wrong Kairi.
Yeah, I know. I've read Peach Girl, so I know, but...
Right. So, I mean, Shingu's up there now. I haven't seen any of that yet. You know, I'm kind of interested to see what Moon Phase is about, but I've heard it's kind of lame.
I have Moon Phase. You know, I kind of went back and forth. I thought it was really funny because it started out with this... It's kind of like the idea of the littlest vampire, except she's a little... sort of kind of schizophrenic a little bit.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, she doesn't really want to be...
A vampire?
To be, well, I kind of do.
Yeah, you do.
Magic
she's
does.
She's kind of schizophrenic, but she's like a little vampire. She looks like she's maybe 8 years old. And there are these people trying to get into this castle that she happens to be in. But they can't get through because there's a spiritual barrier. But
right.
There's this kind of bumbling idiot guy.
Oh, there's always an idiot somewhere.
It's always a bumbling idiot guy.
Who happens to be a photographer and is completely oblivious to spirit energy. So they send him in and he finds the girl. And she's like, oh, great, I'm going to get my first kiss, meaning her first bite.
Right.
And so she bites him and she's like, oh, great. Now you're my slave. Do my bidding. And he's just kind of like, bitch, what you talking about? And then the rest of the hilarity ensues in that she's always pissed that he won't completely obey her because he's such a retard that he can't sense that he should. But then it turns out he's not so tarded. And we learn a lesson.
That retards are special too?
Something like that.
They're special in their own unique way.
I mean, it has cute, funny moments, and then it has cute, deep moments. And then,
but I mean, but it's refreshing to see that they're finally putting something other than the originals. And also, I know that they are putting up, I know Funimation just got Claymore, so they're going to be doing the dubs of that. And I'm a little worried, for those who have ever seen Claymore and how awesome it is.
It doesn't really seem like a Funimation-type show.
Well, for one, they're trying to get a cash cow, because they're straggling. I'm surprised they got it, but now I'm worried that they're gonna like butcher it and leave its intestines hanging out of the body upside down somewhere in like Italy.
Why Italy?
Why?
Well, I don't know.
I like
that
Italy.
Would sound like
Italy
something that would happen.
Why Italy?
In Japan.
But you get the idea. Like, I'm worried that as much as, you know, I'm not a disliker, you know, of, you know, American dubbers, I'm not. I appreciate what they do, and the ones that do it really well, you know, like, you guys are the best, and I will watch animes and dub because of you guys. But at the same time, you know, Claymore just has such a, you know, it's an all-girl cast, essentially. So, you know, you
except
need
for that
power
one guy. And the, well, yeah. No, the kid, the demon of the north, and the guy from the
yeah.
Association.
So I mean, but all that,
that's
all
47
like
girls and 3 guys.
Exactly. And I mean, no offense, as much as I love Monica Rial and Hillary Hag and Colleen Crinklebread or whatever her name is.
You need to stop the Crinklebread thing.
Crinklebread.
I'm just saying, there are only so many, you know, really good ones that have, you know, and I can't see any of them playing Claire. Like, I can't.
Yeah, me neither.
And I can't picture Monica.
Yeah, I have the feeling if when it gets dubbed, it's going to be very, very different. I don't know if it's going to be good different or bad different, but it's going to be very, very different.
I mean, I'm probably going to watch it dubbed just to see if what kind of how good or bad it is. Because I mean, if you really think about it, I don't think any of them have ever played really serious, you know, badass women before. Like,
that's because there aren't very many really serious badass women.
Right. And this is like the first one, so now it's like, fuck, we can't fuck this up because
I have
never
the
let
feeling
badass women before.
She's
you know?
Gonna get a really like an older, mature, very sultry sounding voice, and I don't think
like
I'm gonna
Wendy
like
Lee
that.
On
maybe.
Crack. See, Wendy Lee on crack.
The
maybe.
Thing that I don't get is, with all the people that are doing voice acting across the country, why it seems to be like these companies will just bring in a single stable of voice actors. I mean, on the chain of things, voice acting is one of the more stable jobs, but it's not a hugely high-paying job. So I don't understand why there aren't more people getting into doing it.
Well, especially these days when anybody with a headset can record themselves.
Exactly.
Like,
I mean,
I recently connected with somebody on DA who's creating a DeviantArt who's creating a video game of her own, and I'm gonna do some voice acting for her.
That is so cool. I want to do that too.
Yeah, my character's awesome. My character is a stunt person.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
She's
polar of you.
No, she's pretty much it's really funny. She's like exactly like me personality wise. She's like,
wow, I need to hear this.
She's smart and crazy.
Oh yeah, I'd put so. Crazy before smart, but okay. But anywho, so, I mean, it's
might
refreshing.
Over there.
I know. I ain't worried.
Oh, she says she ain't scared.
I can take you.
Bitch, I ain't no nerd. Anyway,
bitch, you ain't no nerd.
But anyway, but I'm just refreshed to see that they're bringing different things in. I think they're also bringing in Origin, which I know when we were at Anime Boston last year, as a promotion, they were giving out these little seeds in little packets that said stuff about the anime, because I think it's going to have something to do with plants. You know, Origin, plants, life, that makes a lot of sense.
Duh!
But my seeds didn't grow, and I was like, oh, that sucks.
Your seeds were dead.
My seeds were dead from the start, which actually makes me a little frightened and
that's
scared.
That's not good. If your creation isn't working off the get-go, you've got problems.
It's like, if it's broke, you should fix it or go on eBay and find one that's cheaper. But I'm overall refreshed, and kudos to you, Funimation, for, you know, changing it up for us here on the East Coast. I don't know what it's like for the Midwest or the West Coast. You know, if it's any different, if you guys got some new shows, please just, you know, pour a drink on the carpet and then clean it up for all the old episodes because they're weak and they're tired.
Pour a little out for the homies.
Yeah, they need to rest because now the new ones are coming in, and now we'll have something to look forward to when we turn on channel 231, or at least for me, 231, and whatever channel it is for you. One other little thing I want to talk about is just how much Panda loves YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I've done anything that I've put up on YouTube, but I'm actually in the process of doing a couple of things. So you might hear more from me in YouTube land on my own. Who knows? I'm just thinking about it. But when you're really bored and you've got nothing else to do, you've got a whole pile of homework that you just don't want to do, so you kind of just kick it to the side and pretend you don't see it, or you know, you're trying to avoid playing the addictive game that you put on your laptop, or you're trying to avoid playing Magic at the lunch table. What does one do? Well, I YouTube. That's what I do. And I look up anything. I look up videos. I look up anime. I look up porn sometimes. So people like to trick you.
Isn't that XTube?
I don't go to XTube. I thought I could find some anime porn on YouTube, and everyone has the pictures to make you think like it's hentai, but then, like, you click on it, and it's just some guy going, ah!
No, the worst ones are when you go and you look for it, and then you click on it, and it ends up being a Korean music video for a love song.
You know what I've gotten really into? I've gotten really into Indian music videos.
Yeah, she was watching them anime, like, two anime sessions ago. Like, the whole thing.
They're
not
fun!
Watching
Bollywood rocks. I love Bollywood.
She's like, you should totally watch this part. That looks really cool. Yeah, here, listen. Totally took away from totally taking over the you know, the hangout.
Yeah, everybody's sitting there trying to watch whatever we were trying to watch.
But I mean, you just
and I was just doing my own thing.
Yeah, she was, and she usually does. But But anyway, I mean, it's just really fun. And I mean, granted, I have like my staple favorites, like, you know, Dr. Tran or Sarah Silverman.
Nobody fucks you up like Dr. Tran.
Oh, shit. Sarah Silverman and Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm fucking Matt Damon or I'm fucking Ben Affleck.
Oh my god, I couldn't stop laughing.
I watched those at work the other day because it was my last day, so I was like, screw it. I'm fucking Matt Damon on the bed, on the floor, on the towel by,
towel by the door, in the car, in the tub, up against the mini bar. Exactly.
I love that Brad Pitt was in that though.
Yeah, no, he's like, is there someone here? Fucking Ben Affleck. Ooh, me, I'm fucking.
And then the cake.
Oh, congratulations on Ben Affleck.
I'm sorry, the best thing in that was how epic it was to have all of the stars at the end doing the, you know, We Are the World.
Yeah.
And they freaking got Harrison Ford. That was pimp.
They got Harrison Ford. Who else? Cameron Diaz.
Robin Williams.
I didn't recognize the musicians because I'm stupid like that. Yeah. I don't recognize good musicians. There, Macy Gray was there.
Macy Gray.
Yeah, but she shouldn't have been.
A couple of the guys from Lost. McLovin.
Vogel from Superbad.
Yes. I'm sorry. No, he's McLovin to me.
McLovin.
Priceless.
But anyway, just. So there's this continuum of things that will keep you from being so bored that you will retreat to your own little isolated capsule in your mind is always a nice thing. And you can always comment, hey, if you want to see stuff about games, say, I don't know, Rock Band. You want to see some moms suck at singing at Rock Band? You can find it on YouTube. You want to see some moms making some muffins? Don't ask me why you'd want to watch that. But you could find it on YouTube. Hell, you could even find...
Unforgivable.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen that, go see it.
Yep.
Because I will not acknowledge your presence on Earth until you've seen it. Which means, Magic, you're going to have to see this after the show.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And I watched all the other ones, too. Like, I've watched all five.
All five? Yeah, they're good.
And the first one is sincere, you know, is totally my favorite out of all of them. Mm-hmm. But still.
Yeah.
But yes.
Is it better than Nintendo 64 Kid?
Oh, see. Now, you see, because Nintendo 64 Remix is a song, I can't compare it to Unforgivable because they're two different genres. Like, I could put Nintendo Kid on repeat and, like, dance to it while I'm cleaning my house so I could watch it a billion times. But then, again, at the same time, I could be playing WoW and put Unforgivable on loop and go on my vent server and be like, bitch, I ain't no nerd. No, people be like, what the hell are you talking about?
I know.
And they'd be like, and I want a chicken sandwich and some curly fries. Free.
Well, like, do you still use TeamSpeak?
I use Vent now, like Ventrilo. Because TeamSpeak has really crappy sound quality. So,
well, I have been clean for a year and 2 months now.
Yay!
So.
Yeah, well, will you freaking inspect her and get her ass into rehab? I tried to make her go to rehab.
At Anime Club yesterday, she pulled out her laptop and was trying to do it, but she didn't have her mouse. She's like, I'm just checking my auctions.
She brought that shit to Las Vegas. How do you bring that to Las Vegas?
I played in the morning
when you're like 21 and it's your first trip to Las Vegas. And you swear that you're not bringing your hard drive so that your sister can show you Vegas, get you slizzored.
I went to Vegas and got shizzled in Vegas.
Yeah, you left the club after 15. No, I'm not even going to go there.
I did not leave after 15
You know what? You're fired as her sister. I'll be her sister. You bring me to Vegas and we will get shit faced.
Oh, yeah.
Deal.
That's so much fun.
She'll run you a tab. I've heard Magic can pound it back.
Oh, I can. I am the most expensive drunk out
but
there.
Anyway.
Okay, on my 21st birthday, I started with 8 double shots.
Fuck, man.
Nice! We're going to Vegas.
Yeah, take Magic to Vegas. I'll knit a sweater.
No, you won't. You'll be on WoW.
I crochet too, bitch.
I can't crochet, but I can knit.
I can crochet. I can knit and crochet. But anyway, I'm done with my segment.
I can probably crochet.
YouTube,
since it's a
awesome.
Fire, but...
go check out Unforgivable. It's one of my new favorites. If you haven't seen the Nintendo 64 remix, you need to go see that too. OMG, 60s 4. You have to see it. It makes me happy.
Oh my
pants
god.
In my heart. Oh my god, 64. I love it. So anyway, so now the Magical Entertainment Center of 1,000 Truths. Well, I can't pass it to Ninja because it's kind of huge. So she can walk
and
into it.
And it's buttering itself. It's so gross.
I'm not touching it and it's buttering itself.
I will take the self-buttering popcorn.
Okay, good.
Okay, so it's just the bucket. All Did right. you wash it?
I'm taking the bucket with the popcorn in it.
Okay,
like
good.
Away
okay,
so from where she'll feet. Sit. And near the, I'm taking it with me near a different seat.
Okay.
So she doesn't have to see it. But I get the TV, right?
Yes, you can.
Dude, you can have the TV. I just have a quick few notes, and then it's all yours, and you can do whatever you want with the self-buttering entertainment system.
No, it's not the entertainment. It's the popcorn.
Oh, like that butter didn't get all over the place. Just because you think
it self-butters itself, and then it stops once it's
okay, if you, self-buttering is not a nice, neat, clean process.
No,
that
it's
would,
not.
That shit
in my
ever,
mind, it is.
Ever.
It's like I opened it and it's all in its jar and I'm like, butter yourself. And then it gets all buttery and I'm like, delicious.
Ew. Ew.
You guys are sick, man.
I you make
it's
me want to
be dream of
I want to go stick my finger down my
popcorn.
Throat and get rid of that taste.
Okay, all right.
Anyway.
Serious.
Okay, so I guess I'll change the self-buttering
Wait,
entertainment
is your
system.
Name Ninja?
I passed in the Ninja because she only got a small little tidbit.
Boo, fine, yours.
Thank you.
Boo.
Respect the passing
Boo.
Order.
Boo.
I respect your elders.
Bow to your queen.
Bow.
Boo.
I'm pretty sure it's not physically possible to bow to yourself.
Oh, wow.
Well, all right. No, I'm going to behave. Yeah. I'm going to behave.
Right. No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Watch. I'm going to be the adult here.
Yeah, the elder.
In
like,
gaming
I just pictured like a big puff cloud that said poof over Ninja's sister and she just grew up like a couple of inches. She's like, I'm an adult now. And then it unpoofed and she went back to being Ninja's sister. I'm like, aw, it didn't last. Like if you
yeah, she's not Ninja's sister anymore, she's Ninja's sister.
Yes.
Yeah. No, like if you
And now in gaming
how, like,
news.
How
I'm talking.
One moment she was like all womanly, and then she was like,
"She's totally ignoring you."
I'm speaking. So okay. The first little bit that I've got is, first of all, name change. Originally, there was a game that was going to come out and be available on the PlayStation 3, the Xbox 360, and on the PC called Pandora. Then it got changed to Legendary: The Box, and now it's just called Legendary. Basically, it is a first-person shooter created by Spark Unlimited, the guys behind one of the, I want to say it's the Call of Duty game and the...
Medal of Honor?
No, not Medal of Honor. That was done by a group out in Tulsa. But it's like the Frontlines. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's Frontlines. Spark Unlimited also is doing the that new Fallen Liberty game, the one that everyone's talking about where the Nazis have taken over, they've invaded the U.S. and it's got the graphic of the Statue of Liberty and a big swastika.
Yeah, I saw the preview for that the other night and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, Spark
did that. The Germans are coming.
Zoe! But basically, Legendary is set in modern-day New York City. The reason why it was originally called Pandora is because you play a guy...
who opens Pandora's box and the Germans come back and try to kick our asses.
Bitch, did you play
the game? Oh no! The box is open, what's coming out? Germans!
No. Pandora's box is not full of Germans, although evil does flow from... the box. But basically what you end up having to do, because somehow by your opening box, you were granted really cool special powers that let you defeat everything that's coming out of the box, basically you're going to be fighting.
Wait. So you open the box and it causes trouble.
Yeah,
but
it was an accident.
Powers to deal with the trouble.
Yeah. It was a total accident.
Powers to keep everything in this box. Have a good time.
Yeah. See, what happened was
like a fun time in a box.
It's an evil in a box. No. Basically, what you were supposed to do was steal Pandora's box for somebody. Of course, there's a shadowy organization in the background, but you kind of fucked it up a little bit, and you ended up opening the box. And then, through some kind of thing of your opening the box and surviving, you wound up with these powers that make you sort of superhuman. So that
make you feel like a real woman?
No, you're a dude.
Oh.
I mean, you might innerly feel like a woman, but I can't really speak on that as a gameplay element.
Okay.
But basically, there are all kinds of mythological creatures that run around in modern-day New York. So they've confirmed that they're going to be werewolves, griffins, golems, minotaurs.
Minotaurs.
Monsters.
And then they're going to be two levels of those creatures. So kind of like the grunt and then the super-powered version, you know, of each of those.
Super skin level 9,000.
Exactly. One of the things that sounds really interesting
is power is over 9,000.
Sorry.
Okay. One of the things that is really neat about it is that they really worked, or at least they say that they've really worked hard on the AI, and so that different monsters will basically interact differently with you based on the environment that you're in addition to what animal that you're fighting, creature that you're fighting at the time. One of the things that's really interesting is that you're not just fighting monsters in the game, but you're also fighting people. And sure, so there are different levels of people AI as well. And then, of course, there's a whole other organization that you end up joining up teaming with, but you don't know exactly what their motives are and all that kind of thing. But if you get a chance, you really should go over to GameTrailers.com. They've got some of the gameplay footage, actual gameplay footage from the game running, and it looks stunning. I mean, when you look at the griffin, it is a terrifying being. I think that's one of the disappointments that I kind of had in God of War 2, was that when you did all the griffin stuff, the griffins were big and they looked great, but they didn't look like
real?
Terrifying.
They just look like birds.
They kind of look like kitty birds. You know, it's like, oh, it's a cute little griffin. Give me your
You want your griffin to look ugly?
Not that I want to look ugly, but a griffin to me has always kind of been one of those creatures that when you
Ruffy
see it, you
and
should...
like primitive.
Yeah, it's like lion and bird of prey. It should be all sharp angles and pointy.
Exactly. It shouldn't look like something that might possibly appear in Hello Kitty World.
Hello Kitty Mountain.
And that's one of the things that I didn't like about God of War 2. The griffins in this thing, they are massive, they are dark, they are sharp, razory. I mean, they look like something.
Did they give me a paper cut if I just looked at them?
You might.
Ow.
I don't know how much of a
paper cut sock
pansy you are.
Have you ever gotten a paper cut on cardboard?
Yes. No. Those ones burn. Oh,
you know what's even worse, though? A paper cut on corrugated cardboard, because then you have the two parallel paper cuts.
I haven't done that.
Yeah, me either. But that sounds painful.
If you can cut yourself on it, I've cut myself on it. If you can burn yourself with it, I've burnt myself with
yourself it. Yourself with it.
Nice. I think you and I, kindred spirits. A couple other notes. So Atari's still kind of having some difficulty financially.
Yeah, and
what was that?
Anyway, there is a press release that's been put out that Infogrames has actually talked to Atari about just buying him out completely.
Like, man, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll give you this money and you'll disappear.
Well, and because they have a stake in Atari, and so they've proposed. Nobody said yes or no. The proposal's just out there, and they're talking it over. But the deal will wind up being for about $1.68 a share.
Ooh.
Yeah. Atari ain't worth a whole lot. And that's sad, because, I mean, they just... Because
Atari is such a name.
It is. I mean, I grew up wanting an Atari 2600 system desperately. And the closest that I ever got was my Intellivision, because, you know, we was broke. But it was close enough, because I could still play the Atari cartridges on it. And so I was like, yes, bitchin', you know? And so for Atari to very possibly not be Atari anymore, I mean, because even though they haven't been producing games that I think are any good, the... one of the higher-ups actually was talking about, you know, that they haven't been happy with how things have been going, but they're not giving up the fight and this, that, and the other thing. I think it's great that they have that desire, but damn, make a fucking game that I want to buy! You know? Also,
Giant Date 2008 was just not a big seller.
No, it wasn't. And also on the damn, we probably should do something that people want to buy tip. Anybody know how much money Midway lost this year?
No. Was it a lot?
Like that.
Why don't you guess? If you were to put a number on the table.
$1 billion.
No. No. They didn't lose $1 billion.
A million? Several million?
$57.68.
They wish. $97.4 million.
Fuck, man. That's less than $1 billion.
It is
more than $1 billion.
So if we were playing Price of Right, you would have been because you went way over.
I was under, but I still wasn't very close.
So you probably would have won though, because everybody.
Yeah,
else
but no, I'm the Price is Right person that always guesses like.
$1
and then hopes everybody else goes over.
$1.
How much do you bid for this trip to Spain with all included airfare? Bob, I'm gonna bid $1.
$1.
$1.
Anyway,
actually, isn't oh man,
Drew Carey now. Yeah,
Mark Barker left.
Drew
will die off in the.
Well, he had like something like a how many episodes of that were there?
Lots.
They had like a 200.
Bob Barker has hosted that show for a long time. He wasn't the original host, but...
Well, he did it for 20 years, so...
Plenty. All right, last couple of pieces. So, yeah, Midway lost $97.4
million. $1 million.
Oh, God, that hurts.
But David Zucker, the CEO, says... He's happy with sales, and that they're going to focus more on casual games, like their title, This is Vegas. And after I read that, I was kind of like, are you shitting me? So I'm going to ask you two. Are you familiar with a game called This is Vegas?
No.
I've never even heard of it, and it doesn't sound like something I'd want to play.
Doesn't sound like anything anybody would want to play, which is why Midway lost $97 million.
It sounds like a bad travel guide.
It's a bad kind of almost sim game dating sim.
Are you serious?
This is Japan. That shit doesn't sell.
Okay. No, it doesn't, but that's what they're banking on.
Oh, wow.
It's bad. It's bad. It's not a good concept. It's not something that's going to do well over here, especially when it's not giving the type of marketing that, you know, other things are. And then the last piece... just in case you are, Panda, could you make that noise again?
What noise?
The no, the Carlos Mencia one. Yeah. Super Smash Bros. Brawl comes out on Sunday.
Yay!
By the time you listen to this, you should be playing it. If you're not playing it, go beg your mother to take you to the store and buy it so you can play it. If you don't live with your mother because you're an adult... Go drive over and visit your mother.
Yeah.
Or if you live with your mother.
Unless she's dead.
Aww.
Then you're dead. Your father?
I don't know. What about all the orphans out there?
Well, the orphans aren't playing video games anyway. Okay, if you have somebody, okay, look, all right, here we go. Here's something everybody has. If you have a person that you know that still owes you money, track that person down, make them take you to the store, and buy your copy of Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Charge them interest on that dollar they borrowed for
exactly.
the soda.
Exactly, so make them buy you the Wii if they don't already have one, and the game. Get your game on. I will see you in the webitude, and I look forward to smashing you. I'm done. So now I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 Truths, which right now still just looks like a regular mic, and hand it to Magic Mystic.
Okay. I guess I'll change it into this big metal collar thing that slowly injects poison into the wearer.
Ow.
I'm not going to put it on, though. Well, actually, I should.
Like, you're a sick bitch, if that's what you're about.
No, I'll put it on, and then I'll start eating candy.
Huh?
Okay, I'll explain it. Hold on. It makes sense, I promise.
Candy?
I'm going to talk about Dead Man Wonderland, which is just fucked up enough. Just, wow, that was a word. Just fucked up enough that it redeems the fact that I went all sugary and crazy last time.
Oh, okay. All right. You're balancing out your yin with your yang.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all at the yin yang.
Don't let your yang hang low.
Let it wobble to and fro. Can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow? Can you throw it over your shoulder? Okay, I'm done. We're done.
Okay.
All right. So you got a main character, Ganta. Ganta lives in a, I don't want to call it post-apocalyptic, but Tokyo sunk into the sea. Or 70%
of Tokyo
sunk
into the sea. Yeah, that's post-apocalyptic. If Tokyo sinks, bad things
but
happen.
Everything else is still normal. Mostly. So... 10 years ago, Tokyo sank. He was rescued, and he lived in part of the Tokyo that sank and doesn't anymore, obviously. So he's, you know, just hanging out in his classroom with his friends, and this guy in red armor and a, you know, raggy cloak thing shows up, kills everyone in the classroom, and he's the only one that survives.
Yay!
Oh, that's a
okay,
bad day.
So the red man also shoves this crystal thing deep into Ganta's chest.
Oh,
Ganta wakes up in the hospital.
I thought you were going someplace else. Oh, thank God.
Oh my God, no. So Ganta wakes up in the hospital. He's told that it's his fault that all this happened. He's got a creepy lawyer there. He's like, "Hi, I'm your lawyer." Like 3 pages later, he's in prison on death row. It's great. It was like within the first 10 pages of this, it's like, "Hi, here are your friends. Hi, your friends are dead. You're in the hospital. You're not in the hospital. You're in court. You're not in court. You're in prison. You're on death row. Congratulations." It was
you
great.
Have lost the interweb.
I was like, I don't even know what happened. It happened so fast. Like the only scene of the courtroom is him standing there and them going like, "Guilty, death." You know.
Ouch.
Great.
Ouch.
I like it when they don't spend too much time on the setup.
Don't need a whole lot of foreshadowing. He's fucked. Moving on.
Yeah, he's fucked. Okay, so, you know, he's got a collar. They're like, "Okay, you're in prison, blah, blah, blah." Everybody's like, "Oh my God, is that the kid that, like, destroyed his whole school, blah, 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 blah." And, you know, he's on death row. Everybody's afraid of him, except for the people who aren't afraid of him, because he's in prison. And he's a skinny little white dude. Or, well, Japanese dude.
Right.
So, it turns out that Dead Man Wonderland is a bit of an interesting prison. Okay. It was built on the sunk part of Tokyo, and it's, for lack of a better word, an amusement park. Where they have their own rooms, but they're not really locked in anywhere. They've got cameras everywhere, and they're allowed to just wander around and do whatever the fuck they want.
Okay.
It's great. They have a work program where you can earn CP, which are called cast points. And, you know, people have jobs. There are gangs that steal CP from each other, you know, stuff like that. You have to pay for your food. And there are shows. Ganta actually signs up for a dog race, which he's like, okay, you know, obstacle course. Yay. The race starts and people start dying. There's puddles of electrified water. There's blades. There's chunks of the floor that fall away and have spiked traps underneath. He's like, what the fuck? This is not a normal prison. And then 2 days, he's been there 2 days, and he finds out that his collar is slowly injecting, because he's on death row, is slowly injecting poison into him. And that if he doesn't eat a candy every 3 days, he will die.
Like candy or a certain candy that's in the prison?
This certain candy that's an
antidote.
Does
he have to exchange sexual favors in order to get the candy?
No, there's no sex in this.
Okay, good. I just
finally no sex in prison.
Okay, so the candy costs 100,000 CP.
Oh shit!
A CP is roughly worth a yen. So I mean that's not as huge as if it was $100,000,
right?
But that's still
in prison
shitload of money. So he wins the dog race, and the prize is exactly what he needs. It's exactly how much he needs to get the candy. And you know, he makes friends, he makes enemies, blah blah blah. He meets this girl, Shiro. Shiro is an unregistered prisoner. Nobody really knows anything about her, and she's wearing this weird bodysuit thing with swirls all over it and big mittens, and she's got long, long silver hair. And Ooh. She calls herself his friend, and he doesn't really remember her, except there's some flashback to him and a girl that he thinks he might remember her.
Okay.
What?
She heard herself continue.
Okay, so it turns out that the red man is deep, deep, deep under this prison. And he escapes, of course, again, and goes after Ganta. And Ganta ends up protecting himself with this weird power.
That really, the red guy gave him.
When he gets cut up, he can use his blood as a weapon.
Oh, I see why you like this.
He like cutting himself and like using his blood as a weapon.
Yeah, except he doesn't figure it out for a while. It's pretty funny. So he finds out. He hears rumors after this whole, you know, terrorist attack, blah blah blah. Everyone's like, "Oh my god, did you hear this whole section of the prison was, you know, blown up? It was a terrorist attack." "Oh yeah, I heard about this guy 4 years ago that he was using his blood as a weapon." And Ganta's like, "Okay, that's the red man. I'm gonna go kill him for killing all of my friends." So he finds out that this guy supposedly kept in isolation in the G Ward. And so he goes looking for the G Ward. Only the G Ward doesn't exist officially.
Okay.
So you find out that all the fucked up stuff that's been going on is just the surface of Dead Man Wonderland.
Oh.
You know, after there's the warden, Machina, she is brutal. When he first gets there, he gets like a bag, you know, that's got his change of clothes, his soap, his whatever. You know, and this kid bumps into him and knocks him down, and she's like, "Return what you stole." And he's like, "Whoa, I just bumped into him. I didn't steal anything." And she always carries a sword around, and so she just slashes him, you know, just right across the chest, giant diagonal slash, and sends him like to the hospital or the infirmary or whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he ends up meeting this kid again. And this kid starts following him around and like pretending to be his friend and stuff. But he was supposed to have a candy in his welcome package that this kid stole. So the kid is Yokun is the reason that he had to enter the dog race.
Okay.
So you find out later that Yokun's only back because the promoter, who they never really give him a name, I don't think. Who was actually was Ganta's lawyer. So there's obviously a bunch of stuff going on there that made Ganta go to the prison in the first place. He sends Yokun to watch Ganta, basically. So he's like a fake friend kind of thing.
Right.
And he's just a spy.
Yep.
And then there's Shiro, who's just fucking crazy. She's always like popping out of vents and things and coming up from manholes and just basically is below the radar always. And she just follows him around, and she's very childish. all she cares about is eating and, like, being friends and stuff.
Okay.
But you know that something's going on with her, too. So Machina is the warden is pissed, basically, because she's found out that the promoter is, he's got a spy on Ganta, and, you know, he's the one in charge of the Red Man, and she, there's basically a whole section of Dead Man Wonderland she doesn't know about. So she sends this giant robot called the Security Necro Macro after Ganta to kill him. So Ganta, Yo, and Shiro are running the fuck around trying to get away from this thing, and Shiro just busts open a wall, so they start going in parts of the prison that aren't actually open. And they end up in front of this giant vault door that has a G on it, and, you know, they finally found the G ward. And they end up fighting the Necro Macro. And then this guy shows up who can also use blood as a weapon. Uh-huh. And Ganta attacks him, thinking that, you know, he's Red Man, and finds out that he's not. He finds out that he was infected with something called the Branch of Sin, and that Dead Man Wonderland is the true purpose of it is to contain dead men, which a dead man is anyone that has this ability to use their blood weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he ends up getting tranked and dragged into G-Ward, and Shiro and Yu are sent back to the regular prison. So they end up trying to find a way to break back into G-Ward. Meanwhile, Ganta's being entered into, basically, to the death blood matches against other dead men. And if he loses, he ends up winning a fight against Shiro, against Senji, who's the guy that showed up and was starting to fight. And Senji loses. And if you lose, the only reason the dead men are still alive is because they're interesting research subjects. If you lose, there's a lottery, and they will take a part of your body to research. So he's got, it's like a slot machine, and he ends up having to give up his left eye.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how fucked up this series is. People are dying left and right, and it's just terrible.
It's right up your alley, Magic.
It's right up my alley. I love it. So the last chapter I read, well, not the last chapter I read, but right before I finished reading, they introduced a bunch of dead men, which they all seem really interesting to me. There's a cross-dressing guy who's, like, he's hideously ugly, but he's all like, welcome, we're gonna have fun together. You know, they act like they're just hanging out when they, like, if they have to fight each other, and if they lose, they lose body parts, but they're, like, totally nonchalant about it. It's awesome. There's an old guy who hasn't slept in 30 years. There's a guy, Masu from Itadakimasu, you know, like, thanks for the food or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
He will eat anything to the point that his mouth was torn open, like, on the sides, and had to be stitched back together.
Ew.
And then there's this cute little girl, Hummingbird, who turns out to be a fucking crazy bitch, and also turns out to be Yo's little sister.
Okay.
So, just it's really, really screwed up. So he's got to keep winning if he doesn't want to lose body parts. He's got to keep winning so he can get money so that he doesn't die from the candy. And he really wants to kill the Red Man. And he's found out that his lawyer fucked him over, and he's innocent, and he's just forced to be here to be part of these battles. And he keeps getting screwed over left and right. It's awesome. I love it. I have no sympathy for him.
He hasn't lost any body parts yet?
He keeps getting beat the crap up, but he hasn't lost any body parts now. Of course, I've only read the first 10 chapters.
Right.
So. How many volumes are in?
Three, but I don't think they're done with the third volume.
Okay.
So there's two full volumes, and then they're midway through the third volume.
Oh my.
Yeah, so it's illustrated by the guy who did Eureka 7.
Oh, okay.
So, well, yeah, it's not written by him, though. It's written by another guy.
Okay, that's a relief.
Jinsei Kataoka, I want to say.
Okay, I will let you.
He's not really a known name. He hasn't really done much about much else that I researched a little, and I couldn't find anything. So, it's awesome. It's, like, happy, fun...
Psycho.
No, it's like this happy, fun amusement park land that's full of murderers and people who are, you know, they are willing to get themselves sliced up to get money. It's basically just incredibly fucked up, which is why I love it. It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know there's more to it than what I've been telling you, because they hint at things like Shiro, I have the feeling, is much more fucking nuts than even the Red Man.
You think?
She's crazy. Okay. I know, because they end up trying to break into G-Ward, and Yo actually leaves her alone to go. Basically, there's this giant vent with a giant whirling blade. There's always a whirling blade. Always. So that people can't get through.
There are whirling
blades. And they want to shut down the power, and Yo makes her go do it by herself. And she ends up blowing up this watchtower, and she's, like, on fire, and she's just standing there grinning like a maniac. And she's, like, giving Yo nightmares and stuff, so I really like Shiro.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm going to keep reading Dead Man Wonderland, because it's just, it's awesome. And if you like things a little dark, a little screwed up. A little bloody. Yeah,
tiny
a little.
Bit.
It's not so bad.
Not a lot.
Not so bad.
Just a little.
See, you gotta understand, for you guys, this is like crazy shit you never want to read. For me, this is like...
Oh no, I think I kind of want to read this because it sounds like it's really good. I just don't know if my stomach could handle it.
It's fucking awesome. I don't know if your stomach could handle it either, but... So I highly recommend Dead Man Wonderland if you're slightly fucked up in the head like me. Or if you're not and just want to throw up.
Awesome. If you want to lose those fresh
excess pounds...
Read.
That's so wrong.
You should just say read. That would make a lot of people convulse and throw up just at the thought of reading a book.
Oh my god, you're all bad. Okay, so you gotta keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You can use our short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi.
That short address will bounce you to the long one, so you can comment on our posts. Let us know if there's something that you'd like for us to talk about. We do get all the requests, so there are some specific topics coming up here pretty shortly on the website. So thank you for using the form and letting us know what you want to hear about and sharing your thoughts with us. It's a good thing that you do, because you now will have heard about the giveaway. So if you would like to win a copy of the Spiderwick Chronicles on the PS2, send us an email of you... preferably in a spider costume, else near a very cool spider and or big spider. Send the email.
I want somebody somewhere in some city or another, or like in a museum, to find some giant, wicked, cool looking spider statue or art installation of some sort, and take a picture next to that, because that would just be awesome.
Yeah, best spider picture wins the copy of the Spiderwick Chronicles. Send your pictures, please, in JPEG format to Fresh, that's FRESH, at electricsisterhood.com. You could be a wiener. Winner. You could be a winner.
You could be a wiener, too.
You could be a wiener, too.
You should also check out our sponsor at velocitymicro.com. That's velocitymicro.com. Or you can stop by your local Circuit City and check out their wares. Velocity Micro makes custom home, mobile, and gaming machines. So if you're in the market for a machine that can run Vista Ultimate and the soon-to-be-dropped at, you know, their earliest convenience, update to the operating system, the new Service Pack 2 of Vista, wah, wah, wah. You should definitely visit velocitymicro.com and build yourself a custom machine that can go balls to the walls and give Vista all the computing power that it so desperately wants.
Power!
So with that...
Large amounts of energy.
I am going to have to call this podcast toast.
It's quite toasty.
Magic, what are you doing with your toast?
I think I'm just going to eat it. I'm kind of hungry.
Cool.
Talking about blood and gore and guts has made me hungry.
And now your hunger must be satiated with the blood of self-buttering toast.
No, no self-buttering. That's so gross.
Actually, I'm going to create self-buttering toast.
Is that what you're going to work on?
She's going to create it, and then she's going to try and find a way to refine it so that it's not a messy process.
Yeah, so it only gets warm and buttery in the middle.
How do it know what's not the middle anymore?
The crust. The crust is sort of a different texture, so you could...
I know, but butter seeps through all holes. Eventually, butter would go through the crust, it would seep out. It would be like the reverse of a black hole, but of butter.
It'd be like an explosion.
It would be a fountain of butter.
A certain radius and circumference inside of the bread. And the bread has to be toasty before
this. Bitch, you ain't no nerd. Don't be throwing around math terms like you know what you're talking about. What you doing with your toast? Besides trying to do ungodly, unhuman, unnatural things with it.
Yeah, God would have created self-buttering toast had there been a need for self-buttering.
If he'd been thinking outside of the box, he would have done it.
You have now declared God infallible. Okay.
Maybe he just hoped that humans weren't so god-awful lazy to butter their own damn toast.
Anyway.
Oh, somebody's going to hell and it's not me.
I'm going to hell, but probably not for the reasons you think I am.
Awesome, though. I'm just going to eat the toast. I'm not even going to attempt... the self-buttering toast, because I already have self-buttering popcorn. But I'd love to create self-toasting marshmallows. That would be pretty cool.
So what we've learned today, children, are that pandas are lazy. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Vandalicious.
I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And we're out.
Slash wave.
Did you just use an emote? Did you just use an emote?
Have you not been listening to the past episodes of the podcast?
Oh, I've been trying to ignore it.
She does it all the time.